A long-range facilities plan for School District 57 recommends the closure of 6 schools, including Giscombe Elementary School, as well as of the Central Interior Distance Education School in the short term. The closure of Giscombe Elementary School, which has 10 students this year, and the CIDES, located within the John McInnes Center, are up for discussion at the Board of Education's February 13 meeting. According to the agenda for the meeting, the Board of Education recently reviewed a 2024-25 to 2033-34 long-range facilities plan at a January 28 committee of the whole meeting. A copy of that report available on the district's website recommends these closures in that time frame due to a projected 1,200 student decrease in enrollment by 2033. Van Buren Elementary School, with students distributed between Ron Brandt and College Heights Elementary Schools. Hickson Elementary School, with resources amalgamated with Buckhorn Elementary School. Giscombe Elementary School, with resources amalgamated with Blackburn Elementary School. Morphy Elementary School in McKenzie, with resources amalgamated with McKenzie Secondary School to create a K-12 school. McBride Centennial Elementary with resources amalgamated with McBride Secondary School to create a K-12 school and Vailmont Elementary School, with resources amalgamated with Vailmont Secondary School to create a single K-12 school. A condition assessment list of all SD 57 school lists Vailmont Elementary, Van Buren, Hickson in deficient conditions and McBride Centennial and Morphy in poor condition. Giscombe is considered in good condition. Construction on the current building started in April 2013 and finished in 2024. It consists of 2 modular buildings being connected to combination gymnasium and activity center. The report defines deficient schools as having a high risk of failure of most of its system. Poor schools have a high risk of failure of some systems. Good schools meet all present requirements. A timeline for the school closures is not provided in the report and is supposed to be included a future feasibility analysis. However, reports scheduled for discussion at the February 13 board meeting address the potential closures of both Giscombe and CIDES. The first report suggests closing Giscombe effective June 30 of this year. The second suggests closing CIDES the same day, but support would be offered to students by staff until January 31, 2026. In the current school year, there are 10 students at Giscombe. Next school year, an enrollment of 4 to 7 students is projected. Should the Board of Education vote to consider the closure of Giscombe at the meeting, it would trigger a 60-day period of public consultation before a final decision can be made. However, for CIDES, it is officially considered a program and not a school and does not require the board's policy on public consultation to be followed. Despite attendance restrictions for in-catchment students at over-capacity schools that went into place last year, 4 schools are estimated to remain over capacity by 2023: Springwood, Heritage, Peden Hill, and Wanway. For that reason, the report also recommends that a maximum cap on kindergarten intake be placed at these schools with excess students redirected to overflow schools. As of 2024, Beverly Elementary, Southridge Elementary, Vanway Elementary, College Heights Secondary, Ron Brandt Elementary, Heritage Elementary, D.P. Todd Secondary, Peden Hill Elementary, Glenview Elementary, Hart Highlands Elementary and Springwood Elementary were considered over capacity. By comparison, College Heights Elementary, Malaspina Elementary, Harwin Elementary, École Lac des Bois, Duchess Park Secondary, Edgewood Elementary, Foothills Elementary, Quinson Elementary, Spruceland Community School of the Arts, Neusta Yeo Elementary, Pineview Elementary, Pinewood Elementary, Van Buren Elementary, Westwood Elementary, Polaris Montessori Elementary, Blackburn Elementary, Buckhorn Elementary, Hickson Elementary, Prince George Secondary School, École Heather Park Elementary, Knuckle Lake Elementary, Shaws T. Kelly Road Secondary, Morphy Elementary, McKenzie Secondary, McBride Centennial, McBride Secondary, Vailmont Elementary and Vailmont Secondary are all considered under capacity. This is determined by comparing a school's enrollment to its nominal capacity, which is defined as needing instructional space for 20 students per classroom for kindergarten classes and 25 students per classroom for grades 1 through 12.